Hi, I'm Marco Werman. You're a fan of the world, so you already know that we've been tracking the coronavirus story since the beginning. From coverage of Wuhan, where the outbreak first took hold, to France, Germany, and Mexico, our reporters have been putting in long hours to give you the global view on public health efforts and the human view of a world in crisis. Our reporting on the coronavirus is free to listeners and readers. Our coverage has never been behind a paywall, ever. But this kind of critical reporting is expensive to produce, which is why we are asking for your support. Please go to theworld.org/give and contribute, or follow the link right here in the episode notes. That's theworld.org/give. And thanks.
Hey everyone, I'm Bianca Hillier. I host The World's smart speaker show called The Number in the News. If you're like me, you're staying home right now and watching a lot of movies. One movie series in particular seems to be getting a ton of play right now. Harry Potter. The Wizarding World has brought in nearly $8 billion at movie theaters across the globe, and it's been translated into a bunch of languages. Find out just how many languages and learn about the latest translation in this episode of The Number in the News. For The World and PRX, today's number in the news is 80.
The Harry Potter series has been translated into more than 80 languages around the world. The latest?
Kapitel 1. Das Jingle, was hat übergelebt.
That's Yiddish, and the voice you heard there is Arun Viswanath. He just translated the first book of the series, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Arun said translating J.K. Rowling's magical world into Yiddish wasn't easy, particularly translating the word Slytherin.
Slither, that's an English word, and so I knew that Slytherin, you know, kind of just transliterating it into Yiddish wouldn't do. So I had to think a little bit about, well, what are other words in Yiddish that, when put together, could give us a word that has the same shape and the same feel as Slytherin? And I landed on the word Samderin, which consists of the word Sam, meaning poison, and Derin, meaning therein. Altogether, it means there is poison inside.
Yiddish was the traditional language spoken by Jewish people in the 19th century. Some people in the Jewish Hasidic community have opposed the Harry Potter books, and Arun says there is a verse in the Torah saying witchcraft is forbidden.
As far as I'm concerned, and full disclosure, I am a religious Jew. I think that Harry Potter and the amazing world of possibilities that comes with it, I cannot see how that could possibly be a negative influence. I think it can only bring positivity.
Arun says he plans to translate the remaining 7 Harry Potter books, but at his current rate, it'll be a lifelong project. Until then, he's helping people incorporate a little bit of Yiddish Harry Potter magic into their own lives. Here's how to say magic wand in Yiddish.
Kishif shtekel. So a shtekel is a stick, and kishif is magic. So a kishif shtekel is a magic wand.
Yiddish is the latest addition to the 80-plus Harry Potter translations around the world.
That's The Number in the News. Hear a new episode every morning, 7 days a week. To add us to your flash briefing, go to the Alexa or Google Home app on your phone. You can also say, "Hey, Google, play news from The Number in the News." Super simple. The instructions are on our website, theworld.org/smartspeaker. That's theworld.org/smartspeaker.